Hi, Danny.
Hello, Steve. Thanks for hanging on. What have you got for us, Steve?
I once went to see the Police perform in the south of France in a Roman arena called Fréjus.
Yeah.
And it was a lovely evening. It had been raining a bit earlier on during the day, so it was a little bit muddy underfoot.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Police were standing up there, giving it their all in their white suits.
Uh-huh.
And for some reason or other, someone got the hump with Sting and lobbed a bit of mud at him.
I see.
Now, Sting weren't very happy about this, and he gestured to one of his bodyguards who was in the wings, Steve, go get him.
Didn't he?
Straight Hulk leapt into the old arena and piled into the guy who threw mud at Sting.
He actually said the word, Steve, go get him.
Yeah.
I kind of admire this. Well, if you want to run, we're doing performers who've got the hump. We weren't going to do phone in at all. We were just going to play music this morning. But this is turning out very... When was this, by the way?
Oh, this must have been a good 15 years ago, I think. It was when the Police were still going, anyway.
I'm just recording now. I saw John Mayall at the Lyceum. Not Lyceum, at the Rainbow. There's one for the teenagers. on this day of Pop Idol, you know, what could be more appropriate than remembering John Mayall at the Rainbow? And he was late coming on. The place was only a third full, which is the most crushing thing, I think, when you go to a concert. You look forward to it. You get there and find out just you were looking forward to it, really, and a few others. And he was on the stage, Steve, and he stopped halfway through the first song and started to really, really coat D-Man on the mixing desk. And didn't apologise to the audience. He walked to the front of the stage with hands on the hips, started shouting at the bloke on the mixing desk, and then started to do a sound check. Mm-hmm. Right, we'll do this now then. Drums. And we're all sitting there, and he never apologised, and then somebody kind of piped up and said, go on, John. And he turned round and coated this bloke as well. Said, why didn't you, if you don't like it, go and be a no-show like these other people. Now, and I thought, they've not shown up, John. Nobody bought tickets. They've not made the choice here, John. It's not a choice. We bought tickets and didn't go. They're not no-show, John. They're no buys. But, and he did, and he played for about 50 minutes and went off.